This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The January 12th show in Atlanta is sold out, but tickets remain for January 13th in Charlotte, January 15th in Portland, January 16th in Seattle, and January 17th in San Francisco. For links and info to buy tickets, visit hellofromthemagictavern.com and hit the live shows tab. The fun thing about being a saboteur in a secret government facility is sometimes that means big things, like undermining their plans to discover and invade an interdimensional realm neighboring their own. And other days, that means small things, like rigging the Keurig coffee maker to emit sounds of rainforest animals perishing with each use. Also, the Saboteur Fashion Bible is lit. Lots of gray, black, beige cashmere, and scarves, scarves, scarves. I may drag this out forever. And there's no better segue to this week's episode, where we may not be in a tavern, but there's still firelight, hushed voices, the clink of glasses, and our very best attempt at maintaining a storyline. So, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello. This is Chunt.
This is Usador.
And this is not Getting Nuts.
No.
This is Magic Tavern, and we're the characters you know the show, no need to talk about the premise at all.
Yes, but we should say the title. Hello from the Magic Tavern. Thank you for joining us here.
Yeah.
Why don't you sit down and have a drink with us?
Have a drink. Pop up on a chair by the fire. And by that I mean stand on a chair by the fire.
Well, luckily, this is a very large library that we're at that has many large chairs and large fireplaces and full bar service.
So cozy. A lot of hygge going on here.
A lot of hygge.
Yeah, a lot of hygge.
We're starting the show today without Arnold because he's become a tiki cup.
He's a tiki cup. We called him Tico the Tiki Cup. He figured out that he was Arnie. Mm-hmm. He's the... Now we're getting into this whole thing of explaining again.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I just meant, some people might notice Arnold's absence. It's possible, I suppose.
He's gotten real caught up in being a cup.
He has. And it seems that this is... His main goal in life now is to be drank. So when we started the podcast today, he was simply sitting over at one of the refreshment stations here in Meridanth Library, and he doesn't seem to want to come and talk on the show. And it's usually the only thing he wants to do at all.
Yeah, he's not talking much. He's mostly just, like, begging to be drunk. Little 22-ounce bitch.
Begging to be drunk.
Begging to be drunk.
What do you call that? That's definitely... It's thirsty, but it's also the opposite of thirsty.
Yeah, what would we call that?
I don't know.
It's so funny, we're talking about what things could be called. We did a fireside chat. We had some recipes. I feel like this show could be anything. Right?
Yes.
I feel like so often the show is like, who's our guest today? And then we have somebody on, and we're like, chat. But I feel like the sky is the limit, Isidore.
It could be anything. Chunt, what's something you've always wanted to do? Do you want to list some numbers or say the name of songs that you like?
Ooh, how about we list songs with numbers in the title?
I love it.
Okay.
Seven Dragons and a Baby.
Peeping on Two Birds.
Three Times a Charms.
18 Lizards in My Tummy.
Oh, I love 18 Lizards in My Tummy.
People don't respect it enough because it's a kid's song.
Well, it's a kid's song, but it's a good kid's song.
It's a good kid's song, but you're supposed to sing it at a kid's funeral.
Well, of course.
So there is this, you know, sort of stigma about it.
Stigma about it,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, well, stigma.
Yeah, well. What are some other things?
What else? What else can we talk about? What could this show be?
Oh, say the most terrible thing you've ever done.
Okay. I bit the head off a wolf.
Whoa, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I was another wolf.
Well, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you were like a lion or something, nope. Much bigger.
Yeah.
How did you get your mouth around the head of the other wolf?
You tell me, my man.
I'm afraid I cannot. I wish I could. I
couldn't shut my mouth for a week.
Wonderful. This is the best episode we've ever done.
You're right. Let me grab Arnie. I want Arnie to hear this.
Arnie, come here.
Let me grab him.
Here, turn him around so he can see.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
We're fucking rocking this episode.
Oh, hey. You guys thirsty?
Well, it's not that, but it's something more.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. Thank you, though,
okay,
very
much. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Here. Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, you're really caught up in being a mug, huh?
I know. A lot of people have been drinking out of me. It feels good. It feels good to achieve my purpose.
With great pewter comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
We'd say you're a pewter mug, right?
Sure. I don't know. I don't know what I'm made out of.
Yeah.
I just know that inside there is a liquid, and then sometimes it's gone.
That could describe almost any creature.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Yes.
Have you ever done this thing where you're full of this liquid, and it's in you for a very long time, and then when you finally get it out of you, it's just the release is very satisfying.
Yeah.
This is a very poignant observation about life. For we often seek ways to expel liquids and then feel better. And finally, when we reach death's door, we expel all of our liquids.
Damn, this show can be anything.
Oh, is this the podcast?
Yeah, we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Arnie.
Don't scoot away.
Or you don't shuffle off.
I know I can only really wobble so much.
But just you used to love the podcast so much. We did it together. What? It's how we all became friends.
Yeah, I know. The podcast always seemed so important to me. But you know what? Now I've kind of got a new thing going on. Mm. I'm really focused on being this tiki mug, being the best tiki mug I can be. And I got to say, I feel like, honestly, and I know this sounds crazy, I feel like being a tiki mug is going to be the thing that defeats the Dark Lord.
Oh, almost certainly not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do, though. I do. And there's no way.
Isidore, there's only one way to find out. Drink me.
Fine, Harry. Oh, what was that?
I don't know.
Oh, it's something terrible.
Might be rainwater?
No.
Some kind of animal walked by and pissed in me at some point.
What?
I've been having a hard time getting anyone to drink what's in me currently.
Well, at least I drank it and it didn't hurt someone else.
Well, it's because we're in a library, not a bar, you know?
What?
People aren't going to just pick up something in a library and drink from it.
What about the hygge bar over there?
Oh, yeah.
Shh. Sorry.
Sorry.
You're in a library, not a bar.
Well, that matters not, for I am a great wizard, and I must do my duty. And my duty right now is to complete this podcast, wherein me and mine friends do battle the forces of evil and talk about songs with numbers in them.
To be clear, I'm not in this episode.
You are in this episode.
Yeah. Arnie, what's your favorite song with a number in it?
Oh, let's see. Here.
Librarian, do you have a favorite song with a number in it?
I'm not the librarian. I'm a person reading a book.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So if you could please be quiet, I could continue to read it.
Shh. Well, it's a very big library. Why don't you just go over there? We're having a very nice conversation.
Yeah, go
right
to that
here.
Nook over there.
Well, it's not on me to find a nook. This is a quiet area. If you want to talk, go find a bar or a tavern.
But they serve drinks right here at the hygge bar.
Yes, they do, but those are not loud drinks. They're smoke drinks that you inhale.
What book are you reading, buddy?
Well, if you must know, I'm signing copies of my own book.
How do you sign copies?
when you're just a bunch of bats fluttering around a book like that.
Wait.
I'm not a bunch of bats. I'm a man, Coalesce.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, my
God!
No,
I'm Tom Blaine Belleroth, and I gather that you didn't recognize me because I'm a series of bats in a library, but I do believe we know each other.
We haven't seen you in so long, Tom. Would you like to drink me?
You know something? I don't know you, Cup, but I do know these two fine fellows. This is Chunt and Usidore.
Yes, of course it is. Oh, Tom Blaine, I'm so sorry. I thought you were a bunch of bats. I didn't know that you were in a series such as that, so I did not recognize you.
Yeah, and
you.
I was thinking you were a bevy of bats, and now I feel like an asshole.
Well, it's dark and smoky here, and I gather, based on the number of your company, that the inevitable has happened and that Arnor is dead.
Arnie...
And yes!
He is dead-ish.
Dead-ish, yes.
Look under that sheet behind me.
Oh, goodness. His body looks awful.
But don't be afraid.
Oh, it's preserved.
It looked like that before.
No, I mean, but it looks very bad. I mean, it looks very unhealthy.
Yes.
It looks very, you know, it looks terrible.
None of this is bothering me. I don't know why.
Well, you see, we've transferred Arnold's soul here into this tiki cup that you're just speaking to.
I prefer to think of it as my essence.
Or his essence, whatever.
Oh, the old shoot your essence into a cup. I've done it many times.
Classic.
Oh, I also... Isidore, I meant to mention that's also...
I don't want to know. Yeah. Never mind.
It wasn't me, though.
Oh, boy. Isidore, is there a way to transfer Arnie's essence to... another, I don't know, object or something?
I think we might need to, because I think he's very obsessed with being a cup right now.
Yeah, just keep things fresh to get him out of his rut.
I don't know. I think there's a lot to explore in me being a cup.
Well, there's a lot of books around. Okay. Tom Blaine, do you have an extra copy of your book?
Yes. Think you can't change your life? I bet you can.
That's right.
Would it be possible for me to try to transfer Arnie's essence into one of those books?
Ooh, well, I would be worried that if you transferred your essence into a book, that you might sort of become, your soul might become influenced by the content of that book. So we might want to pick a book that you're comfortable with the content. My book would be great because it is very universal, even though it is about a prince from the Northeast who ran away to become an actor and then became a spy and a baron's girlfriend and then a series of bats. But...
you know, I know I'm a mug now and I don't really care about the podcast, but even in this state, I gotta say, good succinct recap. A good succinct exposition.
Focus on that, Arnold. Think of how you care about that succinct recap and how much it means to tell the story of this podcast back to your home world of Earth, where people even now may be in danger from the impending invasion of the Dark Lord if the heir were to take over all of Foon.
Yeah.
How was that for a recap, though?
That was a great recap. That's
pretty good?
Absolutely.
What do you think, Arnie?
So we're not putting him in Tom Blaine's book?
I mean...
oh, there's
if you were to put him in my book... you would familiarize yourself with all the passages. For example, the moment when we first met, you know, how could you forget that I came into the tavern in disguise and you didn't know that I was Prince Tom Blaine? And then we talked for a while. You thought that I was an actor in a traveling troupe called the Cockticklers. And then over time, it became clear that I was a prince running away from my family in the Northeast.
Fuck, stellar recap. Stellar recap.
These are very good recaps.
Is this a clip show?
No, it isn't. Tom Blaine, what have you been doing lately?
Well, after that, I was nominated for a Tosser, which is a great acting award.
Right,
we encountered each other
again.
Oh, do you mean since we last talked?
Yes, I do.
Well, as you know, I'm on a book tour, and I'm making my way back to the Northeast to claim the throne. And so I've been going to libraries, planting signed copies of my book. But right now, I am waiting on HBO.
Oh, what's HBO?
HBO. No, that's the... I'm trying to get an HBO password.
Oh.
Because I want to get into the home books office.
Oh, yes,
which
yes,
is a special section of the library that you have to pay extra for. Because I'm going back to the Northeast, of course, to try to claim the throne. So I want to... catch up on Succession.
Succession?
Like the story of your family and who's taking over the throne?
Yeah, the rules of Succession. But everyone's talking about it, and you can only get it if you have an HBO password.
Oh, well, I love things that are exclusive and difficult to get into. As a wizard, I often have access to secret information and Byzantine, unknowable truths. Maybe you could share your home books office password with me?
How many people can share one home books office password?
Well, that's the thing. See, they're very sloppy about it, deliberately so. Everyone in Foon could be using one HBO password. And they don't care, because that's how much money that they make at home books office.
Amazing.
Truly, it's staggering. So it's like this sort of exclusive thing, but it's not really, because everybody can get their hands on it.
Right. Oh, well, now I'm less interested in it.
Well, but everyone is raving about Watchmen.
What's Watchmen?
Well, it's when you go into the home books office, and the men there are very handsome.
Oh,
so you just watch
that sounds
men.
Nice. That's
a weird way to
nice.
Say that.
Well, why? I mean, haven't you ever gone to some place where people are very attractive and you say, oh, I'd like to watch men. I'd like to watch women.
Well, I must admit, I've been wanting to get into the home books office for a while so I could catch up on Veep. I just love little baby vultures and the way they beep, beep, beep. They're so cute.
They're so cute. They're so tiny.
Speaking of baby vultures, I was thinking, you know, since this podcast could be anything, we're just discovering it this episode, what if there was, you know, a character that was like baby Chunt? So it's like Chunt, but a baby. And Chunt is my name, of course. It's not like what I am. But we call it Baby Chunt. Like, wouldn't that be fun? Would that be something we'd find on HBO?
I love that idea.
A little Baby Chunt, maybe floating in an eggshell?
Don't disrespect me.
Oh.
Do not. You're doing more than disrespecting me.
Oh.
That idea is a diss me plus.
I didn't mean to diss you. I certainly
No, you didn't. No, you didn't just diss me. You dissed me plus.
I am sorry.
We are very sorry, of course, Tom Blaine.
Because think about it. It's not you, but we call it Baby You. You're not a chunt. You're chunt.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm
a
shapeshifter.
A baby you?
I guess it would be baby shapeshifter, yeah. But that doesn't have the same ring to it. I'm sorry. I didn't think it through. I'm very sorry.
But you hit on some wonderful idea that had never occurred to me before, Chunt. What if we played characters? I mean, it's an audio medium. No one can see us. No one knows that I look like a wizard. I could be anything.
This is the problem. Everyone thinks they can be an actor. And I've had years of training, all right? And so are you telling me that someone can just come into an audio medium without training and play a believable character that someone would want to follow along with?
Well, I mean, it might be rough for the first half year, but eventually you sort of ease into it.
There are people who, I would say maybe 2 out of every 3, who have the ability to change their voice in some way and to play a character. But there are other people who, that's not an option for them. They have to have their own name and basically play themselves. I just think that's sad.
Yeah, it is a little sad. So you're saying about 30% of any given show of this format, there's probably one person who can only play themselves.
This isn't bothering
yes.
me at all. I don't know why.
So far, we've all been playing ourselves.
And honestly, this is a sad part. Usually the idea comes from them, originally, because they're the ones who are like, oh, God, what can I do? I'll try to find more talented people than me and get them to do what they do brilliantly, and I'll kind of go along and just be me.
Well, I mean, you'd have to imagine, though, in time they'd come to regret it.
But Tom Blaine, isn't that just a prime example of the boys being the boys?
That's an Amazon. I can't even do it. I can only be myself, I think. That's a prime idea.
That's a strange way to put that.
What's that?
That's just a strange way to word that. Like, when someone says it's a great idea, like, why would you say, as a prime idea? It's not a natural way to say something like, oh, I'd like to watch men.
Yes, or a natural way to say, when Chunt says something offensive to you and you turn to him, you go, get away, you little flea bag.
That is also, I would say, a prime idea.
All right.
It's Amazon. I can't make that one work. Amazon.
We have to get him into a different body. This isn't working.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh, sorry.
How long has he been like this?
Oh, boy.
It's been a couple of weeks now.
And yeah.
You see, we ran into Dripfang. You know that necromancer? Made of snakes.
Made of snakes. Got it.
Oh, do you want to recap it?
Yes. So I'm guessing, just based on the sort of forensic evidence here, that you spent some time at, looking at the robes, probably a school of some kind.
Jizzle knob.
over time, you... Well, let's see. The stains on your sleeve make it look like perhaps you were examining ripped paintings. So probably you thought there was a poltergeist, and then you faced off against the poltergeist, finding it to be Drip Fang, who had a vendetta against...
How is he doing
pictures
this?
...pictures of things because of the trick that you played on him when you were Carfoons, and that's when Hog's Face was destroyed. But Drip Fang survived, and then so he tried to kill Usador with an obsidian blade, but he stabbed Arnor with it.
Damn, what a recap!
I say, Tomblaine, you've done it again!
Previously on...
Yes, well, sometimes it's important to recap because people might be dipping in and out.
Oh, I think anybody who stops listening just stops listening. Arnie, speaking of recaps, we need to recap you. We need to put you in something else. So,
I'm just enjoying people just drinking me. Come on, I know you guys don't approve of it, but don't drink shame me.
Oh, well, don't. Wouldn't you like to be a bigger cup? I'm not going to put him in a bigger cup.
Maybe.
Oh, yes, then even more people could drink even more out of you.
Yeah, we could put you in a book. It doesn't have to be Tomblaine's book. There's this whole dark book section.
Oh. Well, you know what? Now that I got that drink shame line out, I'm done here. I'll go in Tomblaine's book if he doesn't mind.
So you're
Tom, how would
try?
You feel? Would it be weird if they put me in your book?
Well, no, because it doesn't change my life. It's just a reference book of my life, so it would be fine. You do miss the opportunity to change the name of the podcast to Two Boys, One Cup.
Damn it, it was right there.
Right
damn
there.
It. That's why Tomblaine's the best.
Well, why don't we take a quick break? And while we're gone, we may transfer Arnold's body into a new object as of yet.
I've not found the bathroom, so I'm just going to pee in this cup.
Oh. Let's take a break.
Usador, drink me.
No.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if everyone at work were an expert communicator? What if every doc, message, and email they wrote was perfectly clear and concise? Inbox numbers would drop, customer satisfaction scores would rise, and everyone would be more productive. That's what happens when you give Grammarly to your entire team. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner that understands your business and can transform it through better communication. Companies that use Grammarly save an average of 19 days per employee per year. That's because with Grammarly's AI, what used to take a few hours only takes a few clicks, like generating an instant first draft in your company voice or tailoring a message to your specific audience and goals. And Grammarly's personalized on-brand writing help is built in everywhere your team works, across 500,000 apps and websites. Plus, it's safe, secure, and already IT approved. Join 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly with their words and their data. Learn more at Grammarly.com. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
And we're back. It's showtime, baby.
Here, I am about to transfer Arnold's essence from this tiki cup into the book of Tomblaine Belroth, which he would love to plug.
Think you can't change your life? I bet you can. And if it's showtime, then is it fair to say this is a work in progress?
Ooh, bravo.
Well, that's pretty shameless, but all right.
Arnie, before you get transferred, are you sure you don't want to go into one of the books in the dark book section? Look, Anal Trolls.
Ugh.
Anal Trolls 2.
What? Anal Trolls 2?
Yeah, behind these western swinging doors is a whole dark book section.
Oh. 2 is the best one. It's like the Godfather plays.
Mm. Oh, so good.
You see it's the really troll as a young man and an old man.
How is Anal Trolls 3?
The book?
Yes.
Or the act?
Both?
Anal Trolls 3 is terrible.
Oh, okay.
The author writes his daughter into it.
He writes his daughter into it. And you shouldn't, if you're writing a book called Anal Trolls, you shouldn't write your daughter into it. That's very clear.
I didn't even think about that.
Very bad idea.
Oh, God.
Here, let us begin the transfer now.
Wait, are there any books about, the Handmaid's Tale?
Let's see here. Misty Maidens. Foggy Boys.
Handmaidens of Blurth.
Watchmaid Men. No, I don't see anything about Handmaidens.
Red Shoe Diaries.
Milkmaidens.
Stinky Reginald and the Maiden of Gorn.
That lets Hulu out of here. Throw me into that book.
Wait, what's that phrase you just used?
I was just trying to cover all the bases. I felt like that. I mean, it wasn't elegant, but that was like one of the last ones I felt like we hadn't touched on.
It just doesn't feel like something you'd naturally say. Like, I keep going back to how natural it is to be like, hey, let's watch Men.
Look, back on Earth. It was just something people would say. It's like, let's Hulu out of here.
Oh, is that an Earth saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's the...
There's really, now that I think about it, there's no wordplay involved in any way. It's just me saying, let's Hulu out of here.
Cool. And we're not going to let this go.
Oh, I would expect nothing less.
Now I'm debating. Maybe we should just let him die.
No. Arnie, you're going to be in this book.
Okay. Take a look. I'm in that book.
You make it so hard.
Aroth, Talathol, Garando, Reading Rainbow!
Baby Yoss!
Very well now. Arnold, can you hear me?
What's that?
Are you a book? Can you hear me, book?
Arnold, can you hear me?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes. We're speaking to you.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, yes. Yes, it's me, Tom Blaine Belleroth.
No. I'm Tom Blaine Belleroth. You're my book.
No. I'm Tom Blaine Belleroth. You're just someone holding me.
Wait. There's an easy way to figure this out. Okay, Usador?
Yes?
Let's let them both talk for 30 seconds, and whoever has the best accent is clearly Tom Blaine Belleroth.
Very well. I shall be silent, beginning right now.
Best accent or... good accent.
I think best. Okay.
All right, then.
First, you who asked the question, why don't you go?
Talk for 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
In this accent?
Oh, wait, shit, one of them's a book.
No.
Yeah, so that's
ask
Arnie.
Ask us a
Sorry.
Question, only Tom Blaine Belleroth.
No, that's clearly
Arnie,
because
it's a book.
That's
the only way to figure out which of us is Tom Blaine Belleroth and which
no,
of us...
No, you're a book, and I can see the
book.
Way that... No, you're a book. I'm a man who wrote a book.
You're a book.
And yes, you know lots of things about me because you're my book.
Tom Blaine, I think I have a way to figure this out. Let me ask a question to the other you. Hello there. I'm Usador, the wizard. Are you attracted to Titania, the queen?
No, that's my mother.
Oh, it didn't work.
Again.
Wait, I guess I should ask both of you. Tom Blaine, are you attracted to your mother, Titania, the queen?
No, that's my mother.
Got me again.
I mean, Chunt?
Still, I think...
Are you attracted to Titania?
Absolutely. That's your mother.
She's very beautiful.
Beautiful. Yes.
Oh, come on. That's my mum. Obviously, he's the book because he's a book.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
No, can't you see who's... Can't you see I'm the man with the mouth moving, making gestures?
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm pointing at is a book.
Let's see which one burns faster.
No. Look, I'm clearly the person. I am talking, moving my cover...
You just said cover.
You hear how he said cover? He said cover. That's not what people say.
Wait. What do they say?
They say, let's Hulu out of here.
Wait, Usador, buddy.
Yeah, yes?
Hey, I have an idea. Can you, like, conjure up a baby?
Well, of course.
Okay, do that. Great. Oh, a little hat on it. Okay, gents, Tom Blaine, I have a baby
yes.
in front of me. I'm going to cut this baby in half. Now, let's see what
that?
Happens here.
It's a waste of a good baby.
Taking a knife, and I'm starting
He's Tom Blaine! Don't cut the baby
I'm
in
Tom
half!
Blaine.
He's Tom
Don't
Blaine!
Don't cut the baby in half!
Too late.
Too late. I cut it in half.
That one over there wanted to save the baby first. That's the real Tom Blaine.
I hope it was one of those asexual babies that you cut them in half and then that's how they reproduce.
Well, actually, it's a little gummy baby. You can just stick it back together. I learned that trick when we were at that candy shop not too long ago.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Gummy babies bouncing here and there and everywhere.
That's a weird way to say that.
It's not weird. Well, that's how you'd say it. Gummy babies bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy babies.
Now, Tom Blaine, while you and I know that's a very popular song in Foon that doesn't have a number in it, I think maybe that Arnold doesn't, because he's actually the book. Arnold, do you remember before when we transferred
your... It's Arnor. No, I'm saying the person you're referring to is Arnor.
No, but I'm saying that's you. Remember we transferred your essence out of your body and into a tiki cup, and then from a tiki cup into this book. So that's where you're at right now. You're in the book.
Arnor, you're still you. You're in the book, but you have my biography.
Take a look in the book.
You're definitely Arnie.
I can do anything.
Arnie, I'm holding up a mirror, okay? Now, I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to see your cover, and based on that, I want you to make a verdict who you are.
Okay. Show me the cover.
Okay, here's you, and there's your cover.
Yes,
make a verdict on it.
I'm looking at a picture of me, Tom Blaine Belleroth.
No.
I am in a position that looks almost like an author's photo. There are words hovering over my head, but I see my face.
Now, those words are a part of you, you dumb book.
You 22-page bitch.
Well, I've decided to give up on this. Tom Blaine, how else have you been? Is there any love in your life? You ran away so long ago to be with Rhiannon, and I don't know if you're still with what was her name? Alice P. Korn?
Alice P. Korn, yes. Well, I've been away for a bit because I am on this book tour, so we've got sort of a long-distance thing going, which can be difficult. But my goal is to make it back to the Northeast and to reclaim the throne, to kill my stupid sister.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. But would you then take Alice as your queen?
Oh, it's hard to say, isn't it? I haven't seen Rhiannon in a long time. I don't know if she married her cow or something. So I really don't know. So much has happened.
What?
Even in the course of just our conversation, a gummy baby was cut in half. It lived its entire life.
That's right.
Why would she put herself in a cow?
No, she might... You dumb book! She might fall in love with her cow, right? Because she's giving it all those handjobs all the time.
But what?
Tom Blaine. Having myself been a cow before, you should know that those probably aren't hand jobs.
What are you talking about?
She's probably milking the cow.
She's just milking the cow.
Yeah. How do you think milk comes out? Grab one of those six little dicks. You give it a hand job.
Oh. Tom Blaine.
You don't have to worry about her getting married, because why would she marry the cow when she can get the cum for free?
Okay.
I'm gonna hula out of here.
You come from a great line of privilege and royalty, so it's understandable that you don't understand how cows work. You've never had to work in a barn or be a low worker of a stature of a lower house. What happens is those are teats from which milk is drawn, but it has nothing to do with the sexual organs of that particular beast. They still have other parts that take care of that. That is more like the breast of a cow.
Oh. So she's jerking off its breast?
No, it's more like feeling up the cow? I don't know.
I got into a weird spot there.
Well, still, I would hope that if you feel up someone enough, you marry them. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I'm older than this book. I'm older than this dead gummy baby. Should we have a funeral for the gummy baby?
Oh, yes.
It wasn't sentient, was it?
Oh, of course.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to sing that?
We're going to get so many emails.
Can we sing a song for the...
18 lizards in my tummy.
18 lizards in my tummy.
And they're almost gone. Now there's 17 lizards in my tummy. And they're almost gone. Count it down. There's 16 lizards in my tummy. And they're almost gone.
Almost gone.
There's 15 lizards in my tummy. Where have those lizards gone? Well, life is short and it's over soon. It goes away where the lizards go.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 14 lizards in my tummy. Everything is finite. There's 13 lizards in my tummy.
Arnie!
Five golden rings. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Usador, put back together the gummy baby. Now transfer Arnie's essence, jettison his essence into the gummy baby. Much better.
I'm so sticky.
Yeah.
That's because you were just in my book.
So now we have a baby Arnie.
Arnie, can you hear me? Do you know it's you this time?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you feel all
right? It's not baby Arnie.
Yeah,
it's
we call him
a baby
Arnie.
That's the same species as Arnie.
But isn't it fun to call it baby Arnie? Doesn't it make it so much more cute?
But that's stupid because that's a diss me plus.
I'm not trying to diss you. Usador,
No, I'm sorry to interrupt, Chunt. I'm just getting a sense of myself again. And so I'm sort of trying to get back on the horse of asking good podcast questions. Tom, Blaine.
I think that horse has sailed.
Could you give me another example of a diss me plus? Like, I'm just curious to fully understand what a diss me plus is. Is there anything else that you would call a diss me plus?
Well, there's quite a backlog of diss me pluses.
No, I mean like, but a contemporary diss me
plus. So you want to know what is diss me plus Pixar?
That's a weird way to say that.
Well, what is Pixar?
Oh, what is Pixar?
Yeah, like what Pixar? Yeah, what his list of Disney Pluses would be?
But don't give me like an old one. Give me like a Disney Plus original.
Well, I understand there's a lot of National Geographic stuff. So, like, if you were to make a faux pas involving a map, like nationally and geographically, that would be a Disney Plus.
Great. And do you have an encore? Or?
I think there's lots of things that would be on a Disney Plus. For example, you know, if you are someone who marvels at the universe to the point where you're constantly marveling at the universe to the exclusion of all your friends, that's a Disney Plus.
I think we probably shouldn't worry about so much about the Disney Plus.
WandaVision.
What?
You want him to do division with his wand?
Yeah.
WandaVision? Very well. I shall cut you in half, jelly baby.
Oh, wait. Now,
and then I shall put you back together.
And make his... here's a fun thing. Make his ears real big and his eyes real wide.
Okay.
Oh, he's adorable.
Oh, look how cute.
Now I
he
really
looks like,
look...
He looks like a baby Arnie.
Look at him play with that knob.
I don't know what his name is, but he looks like a baby Arnie.
Arnie, right. Put that knob down. Don't play with that knob.
Do you guys think that this baby Arnie version of myself, just off the top of your heads, do you think this is something... The people would post a lot of pictures of on Twitter?
It seems possible to me, of course.
Like, if I stay as this baby Arnie, maybe, like, Twitter, like, you couldn't get past a picture of me.
And we don't have any merch ready to go, but we could get some pretty quick, I think.
Damn it, I knew I should have stuck with Baby Chunt.
For me, the question is, what the fuck is Twitter?
Oh, Twitter is this wonderful platform back on Earth, and I have a handle there, at Usador the Blue. Where you can go and you can occasionally, once every 3 weeks or so, I might post something.
Killer fucking recap.
Oh, yes. Okay, that makes sense. So you joined the platform and you occasionally post things on it.
That's right. It's very exciting. People can read things that other people wrote, even if they don't have any sort of training or understanding of what good writing is.
Do you feel like it would lead to the polarization and eventual disintegration of society, or was it just be fun?
That first thing, almost certainly.
Just to be clear, this is the Library of Meridanth, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Some people say Meridanth, yes, but yeah.
Well, I've known it as both, yes. The accents here, the dialects in Foon can... sound like Meridanth or Meridanth, but it is spelled with an A, Meridanth.
It also has many secret names that if you were to say them, your legs would turn into snakes and they would each try to go down a separate hole and they would pull you apart so that your taint split open.
Ooh.
Not pretty.
Drawn and tainted.
Don't say those.
Didn't we come here for something? Should we ask Tomlin if he has any information?
Yes, I'm actually here for many purposes. I want to save Arnie. I want to find a way to get his original body back, or maybe a better one. And I also have these pages from the Book of Sight that I desperately want to decipher. We've managed to capture 5-6 pages now, and I really want to dig into these and learn about ways that we may be able to defeat the Dark Lord once and for all.
You've got pages from the Book of Sight.
That's right, I do.
Bingo, bingo.
Oh, Tom Blaine, what do you know about the Book of Sight?
Well, I've heard whispers about it, and I've heard that there might be some pages here in the library.
Pages of the Book of Sight, or just pages here in the library?
Well, there's definitely pages. There's lots of pages in the library, but I've heard there might be pages from the Book of Sight, because I am part of a secret society, so...
Oh, what's the secret society?
Look into my eyes for 5 seconds.
He's holding up that coin. Here, get out your coins, get out your coins.
Get out your coins.
My coin is in my is in the pocket of my body.
Is in your what?
Okay.
Wait, hold on a second. You said my coin is in my bot, and then you said pocket. Where's your coin, Arnie?
Yeah, where do you keep your coin?
Where's your coin, Arnie?
That's a big coin.
It's in my coin purse. Don't worry about it.
That's a dilated coin.
I don't need to see his coin.
I certainly don't want to see his coin purse. Tomlin, you're a member of the Silent Eye.
Shh. Yes.
Oh, yes, sorry.
And that's you are as well.
That's why you shushed us earlier.
Yes, Silent Eye.
Not because we were being too loud.
Now, as members of the Silent Eye, we must work together to defeat the Dark Lord.
Shh. Yes, I concur. We must work together to defeat the Dark Lord. And in what way, Tomlin, can we assist you? For if you were to return to the throne of the Belleroth, certainly you could turn the might of that kingdom towards a side of good.
Also, is there a part of this library we could go to where we don't have to whisper to have this conversation?
No, we could go to the loud room.
Let's go to the loud room. All right, let's go.
Yeah. It'll be very loud in there. There's lots of people talking and shouting, but we might be able to hear each other.
Someone pick up Arnie. He's going to just scoot along behind.
And here we are. Okay, you might find it a bit loud in here.
We're in the loud room.
Lots of people. Okay, we're in the very loud room now.
Yes, it must be very loud.
What were you
here.
Saying, Usador?
What?
What?
Huh?
It's a good place. It's a, what?
Should we Hulu out of here?
What? I can't hear you. We should Hulu out of here.
Yes, let's Hulu out of here.
Why don't we Hulu out of here and go to the regular speaking room?
Oh, yes, if we could.
Don't grab Arnie.
On our way to the regular speaking room, we should be very quiet.
What?
I said on our way. We're no longer in the loud room. Now we're just in the library. So we should be quiet on our way to the regular speaking room.
And Tom Blaine, this quiet place, is this a part of HBO?
No. This isn't the home book's office.
Will it eventually be part of HBO? Or maybe like...
Maybe next season.
That's much better.
Yeah, it's nice. I forgot this was here. We should have been here the whole time.
Yes, that would have made a lot of sense.
It's a regular speakeasy.
Yeah. What?
It's easy to speak in here.
Yeah.
No, but that's not the way you would say that.
Well, is there an example of how someone might speak naturally?
Anybody want to watch Men?
Yes, let's watch Men.
That man is putting his hat in something. What is that? Let's dress up like a doctor. That man's putting his hat in something.
Tell us more.
You mean the doctor man who's putting his hat in?
Who's Manhattan? Who's Manhattan?
That's not how you would say it,
but...
He's Manhattan?
Also, why do you describe him like that? You could just say the guy over there with a big blue dick that's hanging out.
Oh, no, please. If everybody stopped and pointed out the guy with the big blue dick, we wouldn't get any work done.
So, Tom Lane, how soon until you return... your kingdom, to the kingdom of the Belleroth in the northeast.
Well, I'm on my way. I just have to find some way to fly there. I might try to meet a dragon, or flying horse, or, you know, any kind of, an enchanted cloud.
You need to fly there? Well, I can assist you with that.
You can?
Yes, of course. I know a flying horse named Pegaseven.
Pegasevin?
Yes, Pegasevin. I could call him up and have him here in no time at all.
How long would that take?
You know, a day, tops. Maybe faster, depending on where he is at the moment.
I also know a dragon named Miles, if you need a dragon here quicker. He's a frequent flyer.
Oh.
Well, why don't we call them both?
I know a set of floating teeth named Chatters. Does that help, Tom Blaine?
How's that help?
I mean, everyone's just talking about people they know.
Well, the people we were talking about was specifically to help Tom Blaine.
And to be fair, I don't really know Chatters. Like, I didn't even talk directly to him. Never mind.
Okay. Well, thanks for chiming in.
I'm sorry. I'm so sticky. It's very distracting.
Everything is about you. You're like me, 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 me. This baby Arnie thing has become a meme.
And to be fair, are you any less sticky than you were originally?
Just in a different way that I'm not used to.
All right.
Also, now that I've sort of read your book, thank you for putting me in your book.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you're an important part of my life.
Oh, aww. You know, you're an important part of my life. And Tom, I really do hope that you reclaim the throne.
Oh, yes. Well,
I mean, you've been taking a real long time doing it.
I've been taking a really long time.
Yes, not like us. We're working at a breakneck pace.
Yeah.
Well, I've got goals. And I bet you the next time you see me, I'll be retaking the throne.
Wonderful.
Would you mind if at some point, and look, we got some stuff to do first. Would you mind if we visited you in your kingdom sometime?
I would love that.
Well, then we shall go and call our friends forth. And perhaps the next time I see you, I shall bend a knee and say, thank you, your majesty.
Oh, believe me, you'll be VIPs.
VIPs?
Very incarcerated people. I can get you there faster if I capture you and put you in prison.
All right.
Then I would let you go.
Oh.
But you'd enjoy the VIP treatment.
Well, Tom, I'm very excited to someday visit you in the Northeast, which we got to get around to that sometime soon.
That would be lovely. I've got to do my succession, and then I'll be there.
I have a real quick email here. You know, listeners at home, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Usador, could you pull that phone out of the pocket of my body under that sheet?
Here it is. There you go.
All right, let's
Actually,
see.
Actually, I hate to do this, but we're in the library, so it's a email.
It's what's that? A email? A email?
It's a email. It's a email because we're in the library.
We're not at the sea, where it would be a sea mail. We're in the library, where it's a lee mail.
A lee mail? Like a library email.
A lee mail.
Oh. Okay.
Did that really take that long?
I mean, I think I got it, but I thought that I was only part of the way there, but I was there. I was there.
I think a lot of your listeners have the same issue. There's a lot of things in this podcast where you think, I think I got it, but could that be it?
There must be
more. The answer is yes.
And then eventually they Google it and they're like, oh.
Nope, that was
okay.
It.
Okay. Thank you, Usador, for my phone. I got this email at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Hello, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and guest. Are you still in contact with Tom the Traveler /Tom Blaine /A Series of Bats? Yes. My friend and I were discussing the possibility that the Dark Lord's recent rise to power may have been facilitated by Tom Blaine not going to the cave to do the bat dance after his father's death. Do you think this is a possibility, and can it be rectified? Lots of love from Australia, Naomi and Nikki.
Oh, no. I fucked up, didn't I?
No, it's all right. You had to follow your own path.
Yeah, and Tom Blaine, if we're being honest, if you're trying to get succession, have you tried to shiv your sister?
No, I need to do that.
Yeah, just walk up behind her and shiv, shiv, shiv.
Shiv, shiv, shiv.
Also, like the email asks, can it be rectified? Like, if you go to the cave and do the sun dance, can it be rectified?
The bat dance.
Oh, the bat dance, sorry.
That's all right. You just have to go. You're not a victim here, Tom Blaine. No, you aren't a Vicky. Vicky. It's not beyond the pale that you could do this. Vicky Pale.
All right, stop the press. You're saying that I need to go to the cave and do the bat dance as soon as possible to help turn back the clock against this horrible evil that has taken place.
I don't know if time shall reverse, but I do believe that ascending to the throne by doing the bat dance is the only way to get back on the path towards righteousness.
Well, then let's do it. I'm in.
Yes. That's great news, because you are my number one guy. Does that make sense?
I'm going to have to Google this.
No, I'm with you. Pega 7! I called for Pega 7. You just have to yell his name.
And it's going to take him a day?
Yeah. That's right.
All right.
I know the rules of this.
Well, that's no time at all.
Well, farewell, Tumblade, until we see you again.
It's an awkward when you say goodbye. Someone still just has to wait for a day for their... Anyway, bye.
Well, this is me. This is my flying horse. Mm-hmm. I catch you guys later. It was great to see you.
Oh, the flying horse is here. Oh, great. That worked out.
No. It'll be a day, but saying goodbye.
But anyway,
we're going to keep exploring, but it looks like we're both walking the same way.
Yeah. Okay. But it was great to run into you guys, and let's do this again.
Very sure. Sir, you can just wait here at this gate, because the Pega 7 will come right up to the gate.
Oh, okay. So we're walking... You can walk in the same way to the gate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's been great. It's been great talking to you guys.
Let's give you a hug. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good to,
a handshake, but skip.
High five anal.
So many talking inanimate objects. A mug, a book, a gummy bear. It's Beauty and the Beast without any of the storytelling or emotional investment. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Prince Tomblaine Belleroth was played by special guest Steve Waltine. Steve is a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and a member of the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Additional music by Paul McGurney. Additional music? I don't remember. Now that I've credited him, I guess I have no choice but to play it. Well done, McGurney. Well done.
18 lizards in my tummy.
And they're almost gone. Now there's 17 lizards in my tummy, and they're almost gone. Count it down. There's 16 lizards in my tummy, and they're almost gone.
Almost gone.
There's 15 lizards in my tummy. Where have those lizards gone? Well, life is short and it's over soon. It goes away where the lizards go.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 14 lizards in my tummy. Everything is finite. There's 13 lizards in my tummy.
Arnie! Five golden rings. Ba-dum, bum, bum.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fu,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.